need one more. I just need one more.
Hey.
I just need one more. I just need one more.
Bitch,
bitch. I just need one more. Then I'm pick up. Where I said, okay. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Total my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet. Cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then right.
Camera, it's all about that action. What's going on, y'all? Y'all know who it is. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. And this is What's the Wave? Episode 60. In. I have a wonderful, wonderful guest for y'all. Great episode ahead. I have Miss Tori.
Hey.
The social media manager, the new bae, the whatever you want to say, the everything bae, holding it down here on What's the Wave. So glad I could have you in studio. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great.
Awesome. Thank you for coming in. Be sure, you know, hit that like button, share, subscribe, tell your auntie because this is her favorite podcast. I'm not going to lie. And we got some great current events lined up for y'all. I'm recording on a Friday. Usually I record on Sundays, but we had to call Audible. Iki Iki. So we here. Got some good sports talk. Well, no, just a little bit because I know you're Bay Area fan. So we're gonna have some Warriors talk, I should say. So we're going to keep that light. And then we're going to get into the brand that you are. But we're going to start off with these current events. First of all, I'd like to start with the campaigns I've been doing this year with the podcast. I had a multi-talented January, a very Black History Month, February, and stuff like that. Last month, I was a little absent for April, but May is all about making waves.
Nice.
So how do you feel with kind of what you do and the brand that you have in the space you occupy, or making waves or making an impact with you and the things you do in your community, maybe with your family, the city you in, your neighborhood, and the work that you just put in?
Okay, I would say that I make waves just by shining light on all the talent in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Like, I honestly feel like I've only gotten to where I've gotten in life because I've always done that. Like, when I know someone has a business, like, I'm always telling other people. If I hear someone's, like, trying to be a rapper and they have a hot track, like, I'm going to play it for everybody that I see. Like, I've always been that person. So, you know, and that's what the new Bay is for me. That's my blog. Like, I just promote other people. I promote their businesses, music, events. Anything. I promote his podcast all the time.
Appreciate
like
it, yes,
you know,
yes.
Like if you're doing something out here, I'm gonna post it. So I feel like that's how I make waves.
Come on, shit. Talk your shit. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Oh, that's major. And that's another reason exactly why I brought you on the podcast, because I exactly see you doing the same thing, and that's what we try to do here at What's the Wave. Show love, spread positivity, show the gems, the good parts of our city, our area, and everything that we do out here, because exactly, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a proud Bay Area native myself. So glad to hear that's how you've been making waves. Keep it going, of course, you know, even after May. So yeah, for sure, for sure. But let's get into some trendy news and some trendy topics. On my Twitter feed and timeline, I've been seeing a lot about this YSL, this Young Thug and Gunna went down.
Yes.
I think they finna get out, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
With this whole RICO stuff, I just want to kind of take it into the aspect of how do you feel shit is with these rappers. And still, you feel me, kind of, once they make it, still being living that street life. And you feel me, still fucking with the streets and doing that. Because now you see
a prime
example where we're bending a nigga's ass. Like, well, come on now.
I just feel like, what are you trying to prove? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, you have money, like, you're big balling, like, you're famous. Like, you got a lot of things going for you. Like, if you're, like, still in the streets, like, that's, like, a really weird, like, choice that you're making. Like, why are you doing that? You know?
I mean, he was also, you know, feeding the homies as well, like, with that and telling them to do certain things. Because, you know, he's...
So, feeding them but giving them a job?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A different type of job, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean,
that's what I'm just saying. I mean...
You could do other things for your community. I'm sure Nipsey Hussle wasn't doing that. Right. I mean, maybe I don't know,
but
I would expect more out of him. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, you can do other things. I know that Nipsey Hussle did a lot of other things for his community. He didn't.
Right.
He wasn't like, push drugs for me and I'll feed you. You know what I mean? He was just like, I'll feed you. You know? So.
That's very true.
I don't know. I just think it's unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree. I think it's unnecessary. But it's like I said, I just never would think you'd kind of see it as be so. Like I said, it sounds so easy or so maybe like fantasy, like a movie type stuff, but
yeah.
I guess it's that easy in real life as well. So
I guess
it's wild. But that's how I've just been seeing it all along. I just hope everybody be safe and just be smart. I don't know, like what Marshawn say, yo, mental, say your chicken. Do that. They're not athletes, but it's all a game at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So, sticking with kind of the music game, unfortunately, we lost a rapper, Lil Key. Like I said, RIP to, I believe, the cause of death was lean, like liver failure, or something like that.
That's terrible.
So, I heard a couple of his songs, a couple of his features on rappers that I personally listen to. But that's what I just wanted to touch on and see what you thought about kind of these drugs. And, you know, because that's all we rap about. I'm about to say, that's all we hear in rap a lot, for the most part. I mean, Kendrick kind of, you know, gave us a little good grace with his little thing just recently. But how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I think it's trash. And it's just like, you have this huge platform and you can promote anything.
Yeah.
And that's what you choose to talk about in every freaking verse. Like, every freaking hook, like, come on, like, give me something different. And then also, this could be a rumor, I don't really know, I'm not like a huge Future fan, but I heard that he does not do anything. He does not do any drugs at all.
Wow.
That would be insane, right?
That would
like,
be
did you hear that?
I heard that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. So I'm just like,
he doesn't drink or smoke.
I'm like, are you serious? Doesn't he have like an album called like Purple Sprite or something?
Dirty Sprite.
Oh my god!
He might have you know done it before, but that's crazy. Yeah, I mean,
like you're pushing it like this is your life, and it's like, what is the reason?
That's crazy. I never heard that.
What's the reason? Like, no, that's weird. I think it's weird.
I mean, yeah, that's definitely weird.
That definitely seems
like you're just doing it for the money, or you just you know what sales.
Like, literally, like, who told you to do that? That's weird.
That's pretty wild. Like, I didn't hear that one. That's okay, bad. Yeah. But it's just sad to see that. Like I said, this shit happens a lot. With Juice WRLD, RIP, one of my favorite rappers, Mac Miller, like I said, with
this shit. Yeah, that's what I thought about when you told me the topic.
Yes, like, that's really my dog.
That hurt.
And little stuff like that. So just to see it still kind of happening and stuff like that, I'm hoping shit changes. Because like I said, that's not a good train to be going down.
It's not.
But in a positive note, or kind of in a random note, let's bring it home. Like I said, you're about everything Bay Area. Mm-hmm. Like I said, that's one thing I love about your brand and everything you promote, because I'm very, very invested in my community and in where I'm from. I love, mm-hmm. It's my social identity is being from the Bay as well. So, Bay Area music scene.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about it right now? The state of it, just where it is all around. The Bay Area gets a little bit of a mixed reputation with saying we don't fuck with each other. But you can clearly see from the evidence that everybody really does kind of fuck with everybody, even around. From even out in SAC, like I said, with Maj and everybody, it's hella love. I just want to know, what do you feel like the state of the Bay music scene is at the moment?
Music scene, I think it's lit. And like, when I don't know about you, when we say music, I include DJs too. Like the DJ scene right now,
it's
fucking out of control. I'm literally trying so hard to stay in the house, and it's impossible. Like, it's just. They be tearing it up in there. Did you not have hella fucking fun at Face to Face?
Shout out to Face to Face. That shit was
out of control.
Sure. That was wonderful.
It was out of control. Like, oh my god. It's just like, we're
who's
lit
the,
out here.
The DJ?
It was a lot of them. It was DJ Ashby.
Yeah.
It was DJ Drubanga.
Yep, I
think it was DJ Millions. Okay. And then Shellheart was supposed to be there, but I don't know if she was there. But DJ Shellheart also, she's tearing shit up right now. Like, she's tearing shit up, and I'm just like, wow. Like, I just love it here. Like, I love going out, and like, the music just be hella good. Like, our music is hella good. Like, I have a lot of friends who like to go to LA, and they like to turn up and party and do all this shit. And you know, the club scene out there is like hella garbage to me, because it's just not lit. You know, like out here we're lit. Everyone's having a good time. Everyone's interacting with each other. Like, why would you come to the club if you weren't about to shake something? If you weren't about to like vibe a little? Like, if you weren't gonna like, I don't live. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's so lit. And only like there's certain DJs that can really turn a club up. And all the DJs I just mentioned that were at Face to Face, which is why that party was so lit. They're like those ones. Like, all of them. Like. Lit.
That's just a wonderful perspective when you talk about the DJs, because that is the music scene.
Mm-hmm.
What
they're pushing the shit. Like,
they're the ones that's the shit that we hear.
Yes.
That's our radio
damn near. There's other DJs that, like, if you go to their parties or events, you won't hear the same type of music. Like, I just felt like at Face to Face, someone played G-Pop. Like, I don't know if you know who G-Pop
is,
but
definitely,
he's fire. Yeah. But like, you won't hear him at every bar, every club. But they play him at Face to Face, and I was like, my niggas.
You feel like, me? Like little shit like that.
Like little shit like that, you know? So yeah, I like G-Pop. I like Suwon. I love Suwon. And honestly, I wouldn't say I'm very up to date on like the new Bay Area music. So I tend to just listen to what I like a lot.
Facts.
But yeah, I like Suwon. I like G-Pop. I like Casey Ko. Okay. I like Stoney. I like Rihanna J a lot. I was listening to her this morning.
Nice.
I like everybody. Larry June.
Okay.
Honestly, it's hard to find someone I don't like at this point, you know?
It's a lot of talent.
Oh, Kehlani, we can't forget her, you know? Like, Blue Water Road just came out. I played that probably, like, 17 times 3 days ago. Like, it was lit. Like, everyone's good. Like, everyone...
You got a lot of fucking talent.
It's just
talent.
The energy. Yeah, we have a lot of talent out here. Like, honestly, like...
Do you feel like it's enough love being shown between everybody, though? Or do you feel like people would be okay?
No, I don't. And I don't know what that's about. And you know what? I haven't spoke on this before. It's my first time on the podcast. So
talk about shit.
People, like, I've had like multiple experiences with people where like they felt like I was showing them fake love. And like they weren't taking my love. Like literally. Like
you just won't,
like
they just
I would just
won't
be like,
you.
Oh, I love you, you're so good, you're so lit, I want you on my podcast, da 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 da. And they just be like, you know what? I'm like, I love you.
It's weird. What is going on? It's different for some people.
But honestly, like, I don't know. I guess you don't meet a lot of people that are just so, like, transparent with how they feel. I'm very, like, you're great. Like, you know, like, I'll just tell people. And, like, I'll, like, be in your face about it. Like, you look amazing. Or you're this, you're that. And people, like, just be like, what the fuck? And I'm like... You know,
like you said, being very transparent, it can be too much for
certain
people.
It is weird. Like there's like artists that like I'm just like, why haven't these people worked together? Why haven't those people worked together? I don't know if there's an actual problem, but I mean, like, why aren't we all just reaching out and just fucking with everybody? You know, because everyone out here is lit. Everyone's doing something. I feel like a lot of people have a lot to offer out here. Like a lot, regardless of what it is. Like whether it's making beats or being a stylist, doing hair. Like literally, it's hard for me to find someone out here that doesn't have an amazing talent.
Facts.
Like I'm struggling to find someone that doesn't have any talent.
You know, we love multi-talented people here at West the Way. I'm telling you,
like the new Bay will never die because of that. Like, cause y'all are fucking lit. Like y'all are fucking lit, and I'm gonna forever keep talking about it. Like.
So what the Bay is, no.
Like what said, it is.
It's fucking wonderful out here. So, yeah, I'm glad you feel very confident and proud in the Bay Area music scene. Mm-hmm. I agree that Bay Area music is one of my favorite. They're my favorite genre. Like I said, that's just what my ear is tuned to.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask my homies about that. They hate coming to my car because all they hear is Dre and I Am Sue and little shit like that. So, but it's all love. You already know.
Yeah.
But moving it along as far as current events, another thing I've been seeing on my timeline, and we talked a little bit before the podcast, but you a little bit into astrology. I get a lot of flack being a Cancer man. Shout out, my birthday's coming up in July. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Y'all can sit still. You yourself are a
Leo.
Shout out to the Leos out there. Okay, for sure, for sure. But I've been seeing a lot on my timeline, like I said earlier, about this retrograde, stuff like that. So I'm feeling you buying into it. So do you feel things have been weird lately, or the retrograde be played a part? I don't know what planet it is in. I don't know who in Gatorade right now, but
I'm dead. Not Gatorade.
I mean, my fault. So, but because, like I said, I believe I buy a little bit into astrology. Like I said, I get it. I understand and stuff like that. I'm very spiritual as well. So I'm more of a spiritual than material myself. So, but yeah, how do you feel about this retrograde that we're experiencing at the moment?
At the moment, honestly, for me personally, it's the most opposite retrograde I've ever had. Retrograde always drags my life, okay? Mm. I'd be like trying to pick myself up off the floor, like struggling.
And that's what I'm saying. Is that what it's meant to be? Or is everybody retrograde different?
It's different for
everybody.
Does
he just throw you a curve?
This time, I'm like, I'm kind of vibing. Kind of vibing through it. You know, it's like either nothing's happening or good things are happening. So, like, it's chill. But usually retrograde is, like, crazy for me.
So then... Then what did retrograde was just like? It's not retrograde, it's just everything is normal. That's why I just be thinking.
I think you need times of...
Like, maybe I'm thinking since you know it's retrograde, you just focus on that
I don't
area.
Always know that it's retrograde. I didn't know it was retrograde
See?
Until like 2 days ago,
That's
but it
saying.
Made sense though. Because things were dramatically different for me, but just in a different way than they usually are. Mm. I was like, I haven't had a bad time, but I have had an interesting time since that time period, you know? Okay. Like, I feel the shift.
Okay.
But it was positive, you know?
Okay.
Very much positive.
But you still felt the shift, okay.
I felt the shift, yes.
I see, okay. Well, shout out to Retrograde, man. Like, it's just so funny talking about it with... I love talking about it with everybody, because everybody has their own opinions about it. Like I said, I buy into it a little bit. I get it, I don't. Mm-hmm. But... I've had a weird retrograde before, I guess, and I'll be like, okay, I guess that was a weird time in my life.
Things were weird.
So yeah, I can understand that. But keeping it on, shifting it from retrograde back to music note, I want to know what you've been listening to. Even with the Bay Area being your favorite kind of sound, they're definitely tuned to your ear as well. Mm-hmm. What else has been on your playlist as of late? Whether it be new school, old school, hip hop, rap, rock, country, Caribbean, anything.
Honestly, I listen to so much shit, but I really, I'm a person of habit. Like, I like what the fuck I like.
Come on.
And Michael Jackson and Lauryn Hill are like my top. Like, I just cannot live without them. So I listen to that all the time. So gotcha. Michael Jackson's like the everyday thing. Like, I was for sure listening to Thriller today. Like, that's an everyday thing. But I also listen to a lot of female rap. So I listen to rap, but like I try not to listen to male rap because it's not good for my soul. That's what it is.
Okay.
So I'd rather listen to fuck niggas get money than like, you know, anything else that like these niggas talk about.
It makes sense.
You know? So
it makes sense. I don't listen to a lot of female rap.
I like Cali.
I will say though, like the songs I've heard, yeah, like Meg, I didn't know Meg be gat like all that. Like, but she be going.
I don't know who's harder than her.
She be going.
Like, she's
bruh.
Really up there with like.
Like, I didn't know she could, like, well, of course, you know, I know Nicki could spit and, mm-hmm. and other people like that, kind of the OGs or the legends who've been spitting, but it's some
she
women
has,
out
like,
here,
bars.
Like even Young M.A.,
mm-hmm.
A couple of people, like, some women, I don't slap
them.
You know
who Cocaine is?
Yeah. She can spit? I don't know.
You know she's a rapper?
I did not. I've heard the name. I've heard her on a couple of songs. I didn't know she could spit,
so. She's fire. She's from Oakland.
Yeah, okay.
Amazing.
Come on.
Like, you have to tap in. Like, wow. Yeah, she's lit. And, like, she's one of those rappers that just has fucking bars. Like she'll just go and go and go, and you'll just be like, what the fuck she did in? Like, she's so good. Like, and really confident, too. Like, she'll really spit some shit.
Come on.
Like, really, like, spit some shit. So, yeah,
That's good.
Yes.
That's hella funny. Okay, so
female rap. I love that.
A lot of female rap has been in your Michael Jackson, Lauryn Hill, a lot of female rap.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Oh, Mona Leo, can't forget her. She's fire.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. From music to movies and TV, what have you been watching lately? We didn't take a lot of stuff through our ears and our eyes, you feel me? So
yeah.
What have you been watching as far as, have you been going to the movies? I just seen that Doctor Strange recently. I'm a big superhero. I'm a superhero
really
nerd.
Reviews.
People are like, well, I'm a superhero nerd, so it's different for me. So I'm very biased. Yeah, can't trust my judgment.
Okay.
So that's what I say when it comes to superhero movies.
Okay.
But I went to the movie theaters and seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to the theaters as of late? Through the pandemic, after pandemic?
I did.
Are you a movie goer?
My mom recently. Oh, we saw that Jennifer Lopez movie, Married, or like, I think it's called like, something really
what, she married a fan.
It was so good.
What, Owen Wilson?
It was so good. I was in there like, this is a great movie.
With J-Lo? A movie with J-Lo and Owen
Bro,
Wilson?
Bro, she's a better actor than a singer for sure. I love all her movies. Like, The Wedding Planner, my heart. Like, are you serious? Like,
I don't know. I guess. I don't know J-Lo. I don't slap J-Lo as a singer.
No,
I know her.
From the block.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's
exactly.
Not that great.
So, that,
you
know? By default, I'm going to say you're right.
Yes.
By default.
Thank
so,
you.
I got you, though. Okay, that's good. Yes, with J-Lo and stuff.
Oh, I finished this show on Netflix last night called Who Killed Sarah? It's in Spanish. Read the subtitles. Grow up.
Okay.
It's really good.
Somebody told me about that.
It's hella good. It's like,
it looked kind of, about saying, kind of suspenseful, kind of deep. A little deep thinker or something like that. Like,
what about you?
I've been watching anime and basketball.
What animes do you watch on Netflix? I like Netflix.
I don't watch animes on Netflix.
You don't?
The only
There's
ones
some
I've,
on there that are good.
Yeah, the ones I've watched before, Baki, it's another one. Star Wars A. Well, yeah, no, I'm going to tap into that eventually.
That was the first one I ever saw.
Yeah, no, not even as a kid, but I just finished I'm on Demon Slayer. I just watched Netflix. Watch Legend of Korra. I just watched Legend of Korra. Shout out Avatar. I love the Avatar. You feel me? Shout out Earth Kingdom. Bossing Set. You feel me? Demon Slayer. Mm-hmm. After that, I'm gonna start Jujutsu Kaisen, little shit like that. And I've been watching these playoffs, what we got on in the background as well. Nice. But I've been working through a lot of them as well, so that's why I'm really mad. I've been working through a lot of these playoffs. So I don't want to rewatch that. That's nothing you go back and rewatch. But
really, you can't rewatch Words?
I mean, you can, but I already know the outcome.
Does that kill it? You don't want to see, like?
I mean, you can. No. Watching the game, it definitely makes a difference. But so you can see how the team came back. The score's not very indicative of the way the game went as well. You never know. Like, Dallas was just whooping the Warriors' ass right now, but now the Warriors are winning. So.
Yeah.
And if I seen the Warriors win, I would have might have thought, oh, the Warriors just dominated that game. So little shit like that's not very valid, but that's all I've been watching. Let's wrap it up for the current events. Come on.
Okay.
Let's get into, because now we're already talking about the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
To touch on the sports section, we're not going to spend all day there because I know you're not a big sports person. We don't got to talk about football or UFC or nothing crazy like that. But you are a big Bay Area supporter.
Yes.
So I'm guessing the Warriors is your squad.
Of course, yeah. Obviously.
Are they going to the championship this year?
They better.
Okay, they have 1-0 right now. We're watching the game. On in the background.
I've only been hearing good things, because I stay on Twitter. And,
okay. No, you got confidence in your team?
Yeah.
Let me just throw a random one. So, in the Eastern Conference, it's the Boston Celtics versus the Miami Heat.
They played yesterday, right? Boston?
Yes.
I watched it.
So, who do you think was going to win out that series? Even though, from whatever you know.
Boston.
Okay.
Is that insane that I just said that?
No.
Tell the truth.
No.
Okay.
No,
because I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's you're good. You're good. That's a solid pick. Boston. So, Boston versus the Warriors in the finals. Mm-hmm. And the Warriors are going to win it. And how well? Best out of seven, how many games? You got to win four. It's going to be like 4-0, 4-1.
Wait, 4-2. Who? Them or the Bostons?
No, the Warriors. The Warriors versus Boston.
I think the Warriors are going to win everything.
Okay.
Because they're the Warriors. And the Bay Area is lit.
And that's in the Bay Area is lit.
Like,
you got to coin that. Bay Area is lit.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's it. Okay. Shifting in sports, I'm going to pause and do a quick shout out to my sponsors. Got to do this every episode. Number one, shout out Vintage Variation. Be sure to go follow them every time. All your vintage apparel needs, hats, clothing, shoes from head to toe, from kids, women, everything we need. Like I said, they got the homies covered. Please go follow them all social media networks. They got a new Paradise drop. Definitely got some fire photos. I mean, I know you see your boy up there, sports some good gear, so definitely go check that out. Also, Become Cosmetics, like I said, stay tuned for that. They're doing a little rebrand thing, so we're gonna keep that on the hush hush. Got some things behind the works, so stay tuned for that. And always, last but not least, Rio Real Productions in the house. Everything in here provided. Like I said, come holla at your boy if you need something, a little point and shoot, a little editing in the videos. My dog got you covered. But let's get into the real brand, the reason why we're here, the reason why we have this magnificent walking entity gracing us with her presence, because we have you spin in plates. That's what I like to say. In the circus, there's a thing that, they got the plate, they spin it on. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I am.
We're in the game of spinning plates. So you got life, job, two things. So as far as these two plates that you got a lot on, social media management, manager, which is a lovely title, and now New Bay, which has been around for a while, and now you're pushing that to the forefront, taking that full force, and maybe a little maybe podcast, we might get speak on that, we can talk about that, we might have to get that off air, man. But speak to me just the origin. How'd you end up getting into these spaces? You can touch on both as far as the management side.
For sure.
Yeah, the management side and now the New Bay page where you just promote everything Bay Area, which we definitely love here. How did you enter those spaces? Where did you find yourself kind of falling into that?
Okay, so after I graduated, me and my best friend were like, honestly, it was just like some high conversation. It was like, let's have a podcast. And we were like smoking. We were like, yeah, let's have a podcast. I was like, yeah, we'll call it The Blunt. And we'll like smoke with people and talk to them about their shit. She's like, yeah. And then we did it. And like, which was crazy, up until that point in my life, I wouldn't say I didn't really like do a lot of the things I wanted to do. I just talked about them. I was like, it'd be cool if I have the energy and get up and go to do it, But like, we did that. And we like created a podcast. And at first we were doing it at San Francisco State because she went to school there.
Nice.
And we were able to use the space. So we were there doing our podcast. We interviewed One of our first interviews was Drew Banga. That was one of our first ones. Nikki Neal, she was before him, actually.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, a couple other DJs, Sweetest Thread. Yeah, it was cool. So that's how I got into the scene. Mm-hmm. And then me and my friend did it for a long time. And then like we went our separate ways. And then I created the New Bay. And I've been doing that for probably about 5+ years now.
Come on.
And it's just like what I said earlier, I'm just promoting everybody. Like, basically, I'm following, and if you're a business and you follow the New Bay, I'm going to follow you back because I want to post your
shit.
Like, that's literally what I want to do. I want to post your shit, so.
That's live. I'll say that's how we connected. I seen all the love you've been showing. It was just like, exactly.
Yeah.
Met at face to face. I would say, seen, I'll be like, oh, I've been seeing you tapped in with podcasts, Bree, stuff like that. Got some Kai clips off her and everything. So just so much love going around. So you just see you're a genuine person and the love you show. It's definitely genuine. I don't know. Ain't nobody got.
I love y'all.
Oh, we love y'all. Like I said, that's all. It's okay. It's okay to be. It's okay to, what I say is, it's okay to be okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to feel good.
It's okay to be okay.
Like, it's okay to feel good. I hope y'all know. It's okay to be happy.
Seriously.
You don't have to be depressed because you want to be mad. Like, just it's okay to be happy. Like, just be happy.
Yes.
That's all.
I choose that every day.
But no, okay, so just kind of started organically, it sounds like, just with the origin of it. The social media management, where did that branch off into?
Okay, so when I started doing the blunt with my friend, like, we created social media accounts, and obviously somebody had to run them, and that was me.
Right.
Because my friend was more like the brains of it, like, she knew how to use all the boards and get the mics. Like, still to this day, I don't do that. I don't know how to do that. Like, I don't do anything like that. But, yeah, so she was like the brains, and I would do like the social media stuff. So I was doing that for a long time. And then, so altogether, I've been doing social media for like 8 years, you know, because I was doing it for myself.
Right.
And then also in cahoots with that, I've been working in the cannabis industry for about 6-7 years. So I worked at a new dispensary and they were like, oh, we need a social media manager. And I was like, I could do that, knowing that like I didn't even really know what that was.
Right.
I was like, I can do that. And they were like, okay, you start tomorrow. And I was like, okay, bet. You know, I was like, I'm just gonna get on Facebook and Instagram and like shit. No, they were like, set up the weekly, the weed maps, and you can get on Google, put all the information on there.
I was like,
I was like, is that where the social media manager is? They were like, yes. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, this is.
But like, honestly, I learned so much so fast. Shout out to Abide. Like, I literally love them. Like, I love Abide. It's a dispensary in Napa. If you're out there, hit them up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I started working for them, and through that, I was like, dude, I'm like meant to do this.
Talk your
like
shit.
I'm meant to promote people, but I already knew that. But I didn't know it was like social media, you know? Because like I just every time I meet someone that has a business, I'm like, you trying to like I'm trying to promote your shit. Like, do you want me to do it? Like, let's do it, you know?
That's what we're here for.
That's my jam. Like right now, since I started my business in November of 2021, and since then I've had a lot of different customers for consultations for content creation. But I've also been blessed to have like 7 consistent customers every month, and like, you know, the price goes up, they be with it, you know, because they see what I'm providing. I'm getting better and better at my craft.
Come on.
It's lit. Yes. I love it. It's fun. I'm good at communicating with people, and I like to show off things that other people are doing. So it's just, you know, like I found the missing piece.
Come on, just hand in hand. Like I said, I'm so happy for you that you found that niche, because I feel similar in what's the wave is, because that's all I want to do here is bring love, show everybody off. Exactly. All I ask is permission to promote you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing here. So glad to hear you fell into it. But what were some hiccups you faced at the beginning, maybe even now? Was it maybe just working with, like I said, other people, finding your own clients?
Raising my prices.
Oh, talk about it. How's that been an adjustment?
I like feel bad doing it. Like, and I have for a long time worked at a price that was way under what I should have been charging.
Fact.
And it's because I didn't like believe in myself.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, I can't charge
right.
a band for that. Really? But like, no, I'm like, yes, you can.
Yes,
you know
can.
What I
yeah.
mean? Like, you're putting in the hours. Like, you're. And the thing about social media that I love is that I can't fake the funk. If I tell you that I did something, you can look at your analytics and see if I fucking did it. Do you know what I mean? Like, the proof is in the pudding. Like, did I get hella followers? Yes. Like, would your engagement go up? Yes. And you can look at the timeline, you know? So, that's my favorite thing about my job. Like, I don't really have to prove myself. I just have to do it, give you the report, and be like, do you want to continue? And the answer is always yes. Yeah. You know
the
what
numbers,
I mean?
The numbers
don't lie. So, yeah.
Talk your shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good.
That
so.
Part.
But raising your price, it's a real thing. I can see how exactly that could be difficult.
Definitely hard. But
knowing your worth.
I did it.
Knowing your worth, definitely.
Yeah.
So now, from a kind of hiccup, from having, you know, those difficult questions to overcome and face, what's a feel-good moment? Give me one that just where it clicked, maybe where it's like the first consistent client, maybe the first event that somebody asked you to promote in person, anything like that. What was one of just a random one that just off the top of your head, like, oh yeah, that was a great moment?
Honestly, I have a lot of feel-good moments. Like today, my client reached out to me. He's a career coach, and he's like the only client I have that I have to like research things because I don't know what's going on. Like, resumes, summaries, and like, I don't care. It's just like so difficult. Like my other clients are like, you know, the hairstylist, like they have, I have a loctician, a bundles page, and then the dispensary, you know? So like, these are like just simple things, but his stuff, like, he wants me to provide information, so like I have to research a lot, and honestly it's been really hard. And like I'm in my head, I was like, we need to raise his prices, but I was like, no, you can't do that just because you don't know about it. You need to just figure it out, you know?
Facts.
He texted me today randomly and was just like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, you're doing hella good, like, I see that you're like actually researching things. And I was like,
I appreciate that, bro.
I was like, honestly, like, I hella appreciate you for seeing that, because like I spent hours trying to figure out what a summary is, bro. Right. Like how to make a perfect resume. Like, I don't fucking know. Like, that's so wild. It's crazy. And he was really appreciative. He's like, I'm starting sending you articles. So he was like, I want to help you out because you're working so hard. So it was just cool. It's cool to be acknowledged. I say my feel-good moments are when people see what I'm doing, because I'm not one to always congratulate myself or like talk about what I'm doing or even like consider it at all. I just do what I do and I do it and then I move on, you know?
Yeah.
So when somebody like appreciates me like that, always
that's all that matters.
Yeah,
that's
or shouts me out. I get that on the internet sometimes. People are like, oh yeah, hire her. She flipped my shit. Like, I'm like, oh, I did it all. Like, thanks. You know, it's just, here. I like to get my flowers, you know? So.
Come on, man.
Those are feel-good moments.
I hope this is another one for you, because what's the way? This is another feel-good moment. Thank you for all that you do and all that you provide. You feel me? With the new bae, with social media management, all the love that you're showing out here. So hopefully this is another feel-good moment.
For sure. First time getting interviewed, too. I've interviewed over 100 people.
What?
It's my first time getting interviewed.
You heard it here.
It's kind of crazy.
I got to go back. This has been the first time. I done popped a lot of people's interview cherries on this motherfucking couch right here. So it sounds crazy.
Split.
Might need to work that different. But either way, it's all gravy. That's what we do. Like I said, so many people have their first interview here, and I'm so glad to be able to provide that. So, like you said, this is why we're here. And to wrap up this episode, which has been so great, just tell the people, tell myself, let everybody know what's next, what can they expect, and where we can find you, where we can we get access to you and the resource that you are.
So what's next for me? You know, I'm just still going to be like running my business, doing social media, helping small businesses and big businesses, you know, whatever happens roll my way. But just that. And then for the new bae, I just plan to be outside this summer, because I need you guys to see why I hype these DJs up so much, why I hype these venues up so much. Like, I literally need you to see it. So I will be at these events making reels and like getting recap videos so that you guys can see what the fuck is going on, because the pandemic is coming to an end and it's about to go fucking crazy out here. Like, it's gonna be so turned up, and I just
summertime,
need you to see it. So that's what I'm gonna be doing, you know, doing a thing.
Come on.
Oh, and you can follow me on my business page at Ross Media Management, RossMediaMGMT. Mm-hmm. And then on the new bae at It's the New Bae.
You heard it here.
Give a business, send it to me, and yes, I'll post it. You don't have to ask. Honestly, people at this point, they'll just send me stuff and not say anything. They don't want to post it. Like, I am going to post it. Like, you don't have to say anything. you know why I'm here. So, yeah. Hit me.
Come on. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming on. And I think that's a wrap. Thank y'all for watching. We're going to see y'all next week. It's been another wonderful, great, amazing episode of Rest Away. Thank y'all again.